A PDF of additional material accompanies this audiobook. Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Big Fix, 7 Practical Steps to Save Our Planet by Hal Harvey and Justin Gillis. Read by Sean Patrick Hopkins. We dedicate this audiobook to everyone who is putting time, intelligence, and care into saving our planet from the ravages of climate change. Introduction. The world is on fire. The flames are hard to see because we hide them so well, but you can hear them. In the whine of jet engines as planes streak across the sky, in the rumble of power plants as they send electricity surging over power lines, in the purr of your car engine as you drive to work. When the American military pushed Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait in 1990 after his ill-advised invasion, his forces set fire to hundreds of oil wells, causing a hellish conflagration. Smoke reached all the way to Europe, and the fires could be seen from the International Space Station, their intensity prompting comparisons to Dante's Inferno. 10,000 firefighters and other workers spent 9 months putting them out. Yet at their peak, the Kuwaiti oil fires consumed only 2% of the fossil fuels that humans burn every day, all day, year in and out. Imagine 50 sets of Kuwait-sized fires burning around the clock, never stopping, and you get a sense of what humanity is doing to power our industrial civilization. Every person living in a well-off country contributes to the conflagration. When you and your neighbors turn on your lights at night, a coal or gas-burning power plant somewhere will likely increase its fuel use, just a smidgen, to supply the electricity. Take a shower, and the natural gas in your water heater will fire up. Drive to work, and the engine in your car will burn the distilled remains of long-dead swamp algae just a few feet in front of your face at the rate of 6,000 tiny explosions a minute. Nicely muffled, mind you, but they're all the same. The clothes you buy, the warmth you enjoy indoors in the winter, and the coolness in summer, all these comforts are derived from the flames we hide away in chemical factories, power plants, furnaces, and engines. If energy consumption were measured in matchsticks, each American would strike nearly 5 million matches a week. Even in a country like China, much poorer but catching up, the figure would approach 2 million. Without meaning to, we have been heating up the world as the gases from all these flames alter our atmosphere, trapping extra energy from the sun. And while many of us find it hard to connect our own activity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?